Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Every moment of every day, your 17 trillion cells are dying and being reborn, cloning themselves, and growing to their full potential. However, are you enhancing this potential, or are you detracting from your cells' abilities to be everything that they can be through things such as nutrient deficiencies? And so this is Dr. Millie. My name is Dr. Millie Lytle, and I am the host of the Eating for Meaning show on the Double Diamond Hour here on TalkingAlternative.com. And I want to welcome you all to the show. This is the final show before we go on hiatus. So this is a bittersweet day, and I want to so tune in and listen good, because we've got a great show. We're going to be talking today about nutrient deficiencies and how we can tell if we are deficient in nutrients, when our food might not be giving us enough nutrition. Ideally, we all want to gain all the nutrition that we need from our foods. This is ideal. We don't want to have to supplement. We don't want to think about which drugs are depleting which nutrients in our bodies. However, the reality of it is that almost 70% of Americans are taking at least one prescription drug. And almost 80% of Americans have taken an over-the-counter medication in the last year. Up to half of all Americans, and this is from all age groups, are taking at least two prescription medications. Prescription medications, we need to be studied for their effect, their timing, their dosage, and their side effects. So when medications are researched, they learn about what they do in the body and what inadvertent effects that we are undesired effects they have. They also research them for how often they should be taken, at what intervals, and at what doses work best for the majority of the people or for people who are a specific weight. So these are all things that we need to know about prescription medications before they get approved by the FDA and go onto the market. However, one thing that we do not need to know about prescription medications is which nutrients they deplete in the body. And many of the so-called side effects of some of the most common medications that we're taking here in the United States for our lifestyle conditions have those side effects because they interact with our nutrients. Now, the FDA recently, just in the past few days, published a very fear-mongering report about how dietary supplements and medications interact. They do interact. And therefore, the outcome of the report was that unless your doctor's advising you, you shouldn't really take anything. And so since doctors really only advise us to take medications, the FDA is essentially saying don't take any supplements. And the problem with this statement is, first of all, it's too blanket because not all vitamins interact with all medications. And some vitamins are actually depleted by certain medications. And so, in fact, some nutrients should be recommended with the prescription of medications because some medications are known to deplete specific nutrients in the body, causing side effects, and that can be reversed by taking the appropriate supplement that's depleted. And this is a really important information, and this is information that nutritionists are aware of and functional medical doctors are aware of and naturopathic doctors are aware of, but it really should be information that is known by all patients as well as by their doctors. And if the doctors are unwilling to learn this information, then you at home really need to seek out this information on your own. One way that you can read this information is by downloading a report called from examine.com. It's the Supplement Goals Reference Guide. And the Supplement Goals Reference Guide, it's a bunch of nutritionists and professional researchers have looked at all of the evidence of dietary supplements, both vitamins, minerals, plant nutrients, phytonutrients, antioxidants, anything that's available in supplement form. And they've looked at all of the research and they've graded it according to its level of evidence. And level of evidence is graded from A to D in terms of how strong the research study was and what the outcomes of the research study were, how many subjects the research was done on, and to what extent these claims about dietary supplements can be made. Now, here in the United States, as well as in Canada, there are some claims that can be made, health claims can be made for dietary supplements, for the use of dietary supplements. And manufacturers of dietary supplements can have to limit themselves to making those claims, despite what the research says. So there could be very good studies showing that, for instance, magnesium is great at relieving headaches and is an excellent pain medication. But the FDA is unwilling to, despite the research, has not authorized that health claim. And so therefore, dietary supplement makers are not able to say that. And so we can't even turn to the makers of dietary supplements really for the true claims on supplements. We can't rely on looking at bottles because what's on the bottle is all regulated by the FDA, which is not necessarily bad because I think it is good that the FDA does have its input to protect the public in terms of what we can expect from a supplement and that we're not allowed to make over-the-top health claims about certain supplements. However, it is not the full picture because there's a lot of research that does go into dietary supplements that's for some reason or another held up in a bottleneck, not published properly, or it's not looked at properly by the FDA, or it's been looked at in a biased way, or it's just not, you know, we don't want to talk about the bottom line, but it's always there's always an issue with the bottom line. If it does not support the growth of the pharmaceutical industry, it is difficult for vitamins to make a claim. But so this report that's published on examine.com, it breaks down how confident these researchers, these independent researchers are who have no financial investment, neither on the supplement side or the drug side, have no financial investment in the research. All they have done is compiled lists of research and gathered things together in terms of given, and then they grade the research in terms of A, which means that there's a lot of evidence present that shows that a dietary supplement does the work that the researchers investigated and that you can rely on this evidence to be true. B, there is ample evidence. So if a claim is made about biocurcumin relieving joint pain, there's an A level of evidence for this. There's a lot of evidence for this present. Whereas for potassium, for reducing blood pressure, there's a B level of evidence in this. And so more research could be done. Then there's C. C, there's evidence, but not a lot of it. Or D, the evidence is very weak. Now, there's other things, there's other factors that go into this grading. It means that the research has had to be done. So somebody's had to take an interest in that product, in that nutrient, or in that plant, and actually gotten financial support to conduct the study, gathered their participants, and then not only completed the study, but also the study was published in a journal. So there's a lot of legwork that goes into information getting published. So just because something doesn't have a lot of evidence or it has weak evidence, it just really does not mean that something doesn't work. It just means that the research is not confident in its ability to work because the data is not there, or the study was not done properly, or there's conflicting evidence. So there might be one study showing its benefit and one study not showing its benefit. And there's a lot of studies like that. If we look at weight loss products, if we look at things like green coffee bean, for instance, might have a D-level evidence because there's a study showing very, very strongly that people lost weight, but then there's another study showing that people did not lose weight on that product. And so something like this, this unbiased report on supplements ranging everything from 7-keto DHEA, something that you may never have heard of or something that you may have tried to take for weight loss, the level of evidence, and also how that breaks down into all its claims made. So, for instance, 7-keto DHEA is a metabolite from a hormone DHEA, and it has a level of C in its effect on increasing metabolic rate. So one minor study showed that 7-keto DHEA will increase metabolic rate, but there's not enough, but more evidence is required in order to make that statement. So these types of publications are coming out, and we do really want to look at different sources of information in order to understand. But back to the question of the day, how do you know when your body is not giving you enough? Well, one way to know is to pay attention to what you're eating. That's actually the best way to know whether or not you're getting all the micronutrients in your diet. And so if you do a food diary or if you journal your diet, then you'll have an understanding of whether or not you're eating the required number of vegetables, the required number of fruits, the required number of proteins, the required number of carbohydrates as set forth by whichever food pyramid you choose to follow, whether that be the USDA food pyramid, or if that is the anti-inflammation diet, or if it's the reverse food pyramid where we're eating a lot more vegetables and a lot fewer grains and dairy product than the traditional food pyramid. But so by counting your servings of foods on a daily basis, that's the best way to find out if you are in fact taking enough of food sources. But there is a question as to whether or not there is a micronutrient deficiency pandemic. And we tend to think about nutrient deficiencies as something that happens in the developing world. We don't tend to think of us as Americans, where we are exposed to a lot of food, an abundance of food. We might even eat too much in many cases. Or we don't tend to think of that we have access to our medical doctors. We have access to our healthcare practitioners. Many of us have nutritionists. And we don't tend to think of micronutrient deficiency as a pandemic. And other reasons why we don't is because we have something called fortification. And fortification is when public health has taken it under their decision-making powers to increase a specific nutrient in a whole group of foods. For instance, we fortify milk products and dairy products with vitamin D. We even fortify soy milk and soy milk products with vitamin D. We fortify grain products like white bread with the B vitamins, because all those B vitamins have been removed when the brown part, the bran part has been taken off. And so we put those minerals or those vitamins back into our system. We fortify our water with fluoride. Very controversial topic. And this is something that Americans have no choice over as to really when fortification happens. But there are, even still, we are said to be at a risk for micronutrient deficiency pandemic here in the United States. And the U.S., even the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, states that 9 out of 10 Americans are deficient in potassium. 8 out of 10 Americans are deficient in vitamin E. 7 out of 10 Americans are deficient in calcium, and 50% of Americans are deficient in vitamin A, vitamin C, and magnesium. And so when considering these statistics, probably you are the one of the people who is deficient in at least one of these groups. And so we're going to talk how you identify more of this when we come back from after the break. This is Dr. Millie for the Eating for Meaning Show on the Double Diamond Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Need to do everything twice. I can't deny I heard you the first time. Yeah, I should have known better. Made a habit of breaking the rules.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Millie, and we are talking about Eating for Meaning. This is the Eating for Meaning show on the Double Diamond Hour. And we're always talking about how we can eat to improve our nutrition, our level of nutrition, our spirit of adventure, our not only our level of health, but also our level of mental and emotional well-being surrounding food and our relationship with food. Also, we are looking at being mindful of what we're eating, and that includes the ethics around eating too much meat, or the ethics around how chickens are kept, or how milk is reared. And also the ethics around eating processed food or food from far distances away, in addition to the our own body understanding, so how our body responds to certain foods and individual foods that we're eating, and how we can increase our ability to eat the individual diet, so the diet that's actually right for us as opposed to the diet that's right for our neighbor or our sister or our son or our husband. And also, we do want to create healthy genes, and this is possible when you're including the right nutrients in your diet and an abundance of the micronutrients that we're talking about today that many people are deficient in. Then when we have ample amounts of micronutrients, these are vitamins and minerals and plant chemicals, phytonutrients, antioxidants, all of these, there's a whole other spectrum of nutrients that we need to eat in order to be healthy, which do not have daily values. They do not have recommended dietary intakes. Nobody is telling us how much EGCG or how much resveratrol is contained within our cranberry punch that we're drinking, for instance. Probably not very much. But if we did have nutrition labels that included plant nutrients, and overall nutrition and not just the specific vitamins and minerals that are included on the label, then a lot more people might have a more well-rounded understanding of what they're eating and what they're getting. And so there's more to eating than just vitamins and minerals. There's also all these phytonutrients, antioxidants, plant chemicals, healthy plant chemicals. So how do you know if you are getting enough nutrition from your food? And so there is a micronutrient deficiency pandemic going on in the United States right now. And whereas I mentioned at the beginning of the show, 70% of Americans are taking a prescription medication. 80% of Americans took an over-the-counter medication last year. Prescription medications deplete nutrients, and we do not need to know which nutrients they deplete. Now, there are studies that we do know which nutrients are depleted by some medications, and I'm going to make a case out of a few medications that are big culprits in depleting our nutritional status and also causing side effects, actually causing disease. This is iatrogenesis, the concept of iatrogenesis. This is when the medicine that we're taking is actually causing disease. And there was a lot of this going on in the United States right now. And it's important that we all be aware and do a little bit of homework for ourselves and reflection on if this can be the cause of our own micronutrient deficiencies. And so we're going to talk more about this as the show goes on. But we also know that 9 out of 10 Americans are deficient in potassium. 8 out of 10 are deficient in vitamin E. 7 out of 10 are deficient in calcium. And 50% are deficient in essential nutrients like vitamin A, vitamin C, magnesium. And more than half of the population is also deficient in vitamin D, regardless of age. And this includes children. Now, children are recommended by medical doctors to be supplemented with vitamin D from the age of 4 months. Why? Because their mothers are deficient in vitamin D. And vitamin D is essential for bone growth. And kids who don't have enough vitamin D are at risk for rickets. They're at risk for osteomalacia. And this is not a rare condition. This is the bowing of the legs that happens in many, many young toddlers. And you see it all over the place, specifically in Americans of color. 90% of Americans of color are deficient in vitamin D. And about 70% of the elderly population, a population that's growing and rising, are deficient in vitamin D. Now, why are we deficient in vitamin D? Because we're avoiding the sun. Because we live in the north. If you live in the south, if you live in the tropics, then you're less likely to be deficient in vitamin D. But we live in the north. The sun is not hot enough to generate vitamin D from the cholesterol on our skin. It's only hot enough for 2 months of it, 2 months per year. We're taking many medications that deplete our vitamin D, such as cholesterol medications, and also that deplete our body's ability to produce vitamin D because we just don't have the cholesterol on our skin. And so the statistics for the need for vitamin D supplementation is immense. And this is something that is being regarded as a pandemic in itself, because vitamin D is not just, it's just a vitamin that we need. No, vitamin D is actually more like a hormone in the body. It helps to regulate and stimulate our immune system. If you are prone to chronic or reoccurrent viruses and flus and colds, it might be related to low vitamin D levels. If you are having a hard time regulating your blood sugar or your blood pressure, it can be related to low vitamin D levels. If you have calcification in your arteries or on the valves of your heart, or if you have calcification on your kidneys, then this could be related to low vitamin D level. And vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that allows for the absorption of calcium. If you have osteoporosis or osteopenia, then you could have low vitamin D levels because you're not able to absorb the calcium in your diet. So it's not something simple like taking massive amounts of calcium on a daily basis might not help you with that osteoporosis if you do not have the right supporting family of nutrients, vitamin D being one of them. And so this information is all out there in the research. It's all there. This is not new age. And even if it is new age, it's evidence-based new age. And this information just requires somebody to put the puzzle pieces together so that we can understand where our micronutrient deficiencies come from. And so where do they come from? They come from not eating enough of the right foods, not eating nutrient-dense foods, not not eating our root vegetables, not eating our greens. 7 to 10 servings of vegetables per day is what we need in order to live long and healthy. 2 to 3 servings of fruit, no more than 2 servings at once, so that we keep our blood sugar in check, is what we need in order to live long and healthy. We also need vegetarian protein, so sources from nuts and seeds, especially raw, because when they're raw, they also have essential fatty acids. And essential fatty acids, we are under-consuming omega-3 essential fatty acids, which are very important for creating healthy cells and absorbing our vitamin D and absorbing our vitamin E, two nutrients that are deficient in more than 50% of the population. And if you're eating greens, but you're not eating oil on it, then you're not absorbing your beta carotene. And so it's very important to understand how to combine our foods properly, also so that we're getting maximum benefit out of the foods that we're eating, especially if we're paying attention to how we're eating and we're trying to include all the right things into our diet. If you haven't been including the right things, if you've really just been eating the standard American or SAD diet, as we say, you are very definitely and likely deficient in micronutrients. Not only are you likely deficient in micronutrients, but you are also likely one of the 50% of Americans on at least 2 prescription medications. And these medications can cause further micronutrient deficiencies. And this is not an accident, because when you're not eating the right diet and you have micronutrient deficiencies, just having micronutrient deficiencies can cause disease, which can send you to the doctor, which can cause you to be on a prescription medication, which can cause further micronutrient deficiencies. And so all of these things are a cycle of ill repair, but you can get back on track by making sure that you are consuming enough micronutrients. And so what does this report, the examine.com report, say about multivitamin mineral supplementation? They say that the amount of evidence for taking a multivitamin mineral supplement is overwhelmingly strong. So the multivitamin mineral, even with all of its flaws, all of its absorption flaws, all of its low RDI reference flaws, still is highly worthwhile in ensuring that we're getting the minimum daily dose of certain key nutrients and the full spectrum of all of the nutrients that we need in order to protect ourselves from developing deficiency diseases. When we think about deficiency diseases, we think about, oh, the pirates on the ship got scurvy and they didn't have enough vitamin C. And we think about all these old fashioned diseases, or we think about pellagra, which really only alcoholics get a deficiency in vitamin B3. But or in kids in the developing world who are not eating any greens or just having a high starch diet. But no, very currently in the United States, one thing that is happening is that our soils are being eroded of nutrients. And so in 1936, Congress was aware that the land was lacking micronutrients, mostly minerals in the soil, causing 99% of Americans to be to be deficient in certain minerals such as magnesium and zinc and copper and calcium. And then in 1992, the Earth Summit revealed that the situation had only become worse and that the soils have eroded further. In 2003, there was a report from Canada that fruit and vegetables contain far fewer nutrients than they did 50 years ago. And some examples were that potatoes had lost 100% of its vitamin A content, that 57% of the vitamin C and iron and 28% of calcium lost from potatoes. So potatoes potentially at one time were a very healthy and nutritious vegetable. And now, because they grow in the soil and they can only absorb the amount of nutrients available in the soil, they are becoming less and less nutritious. And this is the case for all root vegetables or all vegetables that should contain higher levels of nutrients, such as cabbage and lettuce and spinach and tomatoes, declined from 400 milligrams to less than 50 milligrams for their average mineral content over the past 50 years. And so this is one reason for why the organic debate is so strong. Growing foods in organic soils, or at least soils that are not planted in eroded land, and increasing ethical replanting methods, including fallow or rotation crops, where they're improving the nitrogen and the other minerals in the soil just by taking a break from planting that corn crop or planting that soy crop year to year to year. They plant an alfalfa crop, or they plant another green, low-lying green vegetable crop. And so there are ways, it's not just on ourselves to take these responsibility. It's also up to the farmers and the agricultural community. But by and large, we need to increase our own. And so I'm at break time, and we'll be back after the break. This is the Eating for Meaning Hour on Double Diamond Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Okay, and so we were talking about multivitamins at the break, and I think I will do a spot on them because there are several studies on multivitamins. Multivitamins are not a panacea. They are not a cure-all. They in fact are not a cure at all. But one thing that they are is that they are insurance that we are consuming the recommended, the baseline recommended, the minimum recommended daily dosage of vitamins and minerals at one sitting. And so it does not mean that you're getting the optimal dosage. All it means is that you're getting the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, which was developed in the 1960s by the Food and Drug Administration. And those numbers are out of date considering the fact that our food has been getting less nutritious over time, and we are taking more medications over time, and we are not eating as many servings of nutritious food over time. And so for all these reasons, we really need to be more aware of how of where we are getting our vitamins and minerals. But a multivitamin is kind of a good, easy way to get your baseline requirement. Now, the idea of getting everything in one pill is impossible. You cannot get everything in one pill. If you're taking a tablet, the most common multivitamin like a Centrum, which is a synthetic-based multivitamin where all of the vitamins and minerals are in one tablet. You just take one per day, but there's filling agent in that tablet, which is talc, which prohibits the absorption of the minerals. And so you really do have to be careful about the quality of the multivitamin that you're taking. You don't just want to take any $7 multivitamin that's on the shelf, because you could just be doing nothing, wasting your $7, or you could actually be making yourself ill, because if it has colors in there or if it has talc in there, you could be sensitive to some of those ingredients, especially if they're synthetic. What's more is that synthetic vitamins and minerals that are made in a laboratory are not really the healthiest or most absorbable forms of vitamins. Vitamins really should be sourced from natural sources. So those are vitamins that are either sourced from whole food ingredients, or they're vitamins that are whole food based, which means that there's not only the vitamins and minerals in that supplement, but there's actually also extra food in the supplement. They tend to be more absorbable. They tend to be higher in vitamin mineral content. And then other vitamins and minerals that are good, worth taking a look at, which are those that are more bacterial derived. So still all natural source, but instead of having the entire complex of vitamin B coming from leafy greens in the vitamins, it's actually that the B vitamins have been propagated or generated through a nutritional yeast that has given enough of that product in the multivitamin so that you're getting enough of it in there. So multivitamins the research on them is really overwhelmingly positive, in that it's better to take a multivitamin than to not take one, because at least you are getting the baseline recommendations. However, taking a multivitamin does not mean that you're getting enough of anything that you're missing in your diet, and the amounts of multivitamins the levels of multivitamin minerals in that product that you're taking will not be enough to make up for any deficiencies that you already have. And so the best multivitamins are all natural or food-based. And then they're also in capsules, so they have less likelihood of having any strong binders or shellac agents or talc powders or chemical dyes, or even the non-chemical dyes. The cockroach extracts are very popular in multivitamins. Otherwise, it's good to take them in divided doses. So instead of getting a one per day, it's really better to take a multivitamin, one at breakfast and one at dinner, or spread them out throughout the day. And then some multivitamins also give extra fish oils, or give an extra oil product, or have an extra herbal product in there. And those might be even better. But the minerals that you are likely underdosing on, and that there is lots of evidence for, are the ones that I said before, in terms of the calcium, the vitamin D, the calcium, the magnesium, the vitamin D, the vitamin K. And these are the ones that would be more likely that we have to supplement with on an individual basis. And so there is reason to take certain supplements in larger dose than just at the multivitamin level. And these would be because we are not expecting to meet our needs through food, and that also because these vitamins are very hard to get through food. And so some of these vitamins that are hard to get through food are vitamin D and vitamin K. And these are two vitamins that all of us are likely underdosing. Now, everybody's always concerned with overdosing everything, which of course, at some point, it is possible theoretically to overdose. But if the vitamin is being underdosed by the entire population, unless you're supplementing with very high doses, very, very high doses, and you can contact me or you can contact another nutritionist to find out what a very high dose would be. But unless you're really over consuming supplements, then you're really not likely to be overdosing on any dietary supplement by taking one or two or whatever it says on the bottle, or even double what it says on the bottle per day. And it's very important to get your vitamin D and your vitamin K. Vitamin D, because it's something that's actually made in our body, it's only really found in fish bones and sources of fortification. The optimal daily dosage for vitamin D per day is shown in the research is actually 2,000 international units per day. That's the optimum dose. The RDA for it, the recommended daily intake, is roughly 400 to 800 IU. So it's suboptimal in terms of what's found in dietary in multivitamins. And the only people who really do not need to concern themselves with vitamin D are those that live in the tropics or have frequent sun exposure with bare skin, and wearing a t-shirt and shorts is generally not enough. You really usually have to have it on your trunk. Even having it on your face might not be enough to get you enough vitamin D. Now, vitamin K is another fat-soluble vitamin, and it's a vitamin that's found in dark leafy greens. And most people are not consuming enough dark leafy greens. It's also a vitamin in its secondary form called vitamin K2, for which there is no RDA, is found in fermented soy products and some fermented dairy products. And vitamin K2 helps vitamin D absorb calcium out of the arteries and put it in the bones. And so the RDA for vitamin K is about 60 to 100 micrograms, and the optimal level, though, is about 1,000 micrograms. And so the optimal level is mostly the same for both vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. And these help to absorb calcium into the bones. And also, vitamin K is blocked by anybody taking Coumadin. Now, what are side effects of Coumadin? Side effects of Coumadin are hemorrhagic strokes, so bleeding on the brain. And even people whose INR, clotting factor, is normal, studies are really showing that NSAIDs such as aspirin and Aleve and ibuprofen, and Coumadin is included in that these medications that are anti-inflammatory and relieve pain and definitely overprescribed are actually increasing us for our risk of stroke. And in the case of Coumadin, likely it's because it's causing massive microbleeds and microbleeds to the brain because of vitamin K deficiency. Not only does Coumadin itself block our production of vitamin K, block the absorption of vitamin K, people who are taking Coumadin are actually told not to consume anything green. And they're told to absolutely avoid green vegetables. And this creates an inability for the body to regulate its own blood clotting mechanism. And so this is definitely what something I would consider an iatrogenic illness, an iatrogenic condition, because people who have had strokes or people who have had heart attacks and are put on Coumadin for the prevention of getting more clots in their blood are really being mismanaged by these medications by being told to avoid all vitamin K and to keep their INR within a certain level between 2 and 3, but they're not being looked at in terms of where they're bleeding elsewhere in their body. It's evident when you see patients who are on Coumadin that they have bruising all over their body, all over their hands and wrists, and if they bump themselves, and this is happening in a lot of elderly people. And I'm sure most anybody listening, if you're in the United States or Canada, you are very familiar with this picture of large, very large bruises, hematomas under the skin in people, and especially elderly people. And that is not a normal sign, and that is not a risk-free sign. That sign actually means that there's internal bleeding going on, and there can be internal bleeding going on in places where we can't see, like the brain, like the digestive tract, like the heart. And so when the FDA releases reports that says that there's interactions between medicines and vitamins, and therefore we should not take vitamins, it makes me very, very angry, because I think it's very irresponsible information to be putting out into the world, especially when people are taking so many prescription medications and really under-consuming nutrition. And so we have to learn ourselves and be educated ourselves as to what these common side effects of medications are and to know if we need to increase our nutrition just from our own hand or from our own mouth, I should say. Other thing is the new fibromyalgia, I will call it. The new fibromyalgia is being looked at. There's statin medications are being prescribed, and the recommendation for statin medication prescription is being increased to include healthier people and younger people. And statin medications for to manage cholesterol levels are being sold to people, even young children who are overweight and who are at risk for having high blood cholesterol levels. And the harms of statin medication are actually frequent and very common and are related to nutrient deficiencies, specifically the deficient of coenzyme Q10. Now, coenzyme Q10 is not a nutrient that anybody had ever heard of prior to our increasing of statin medications. It's only been in the time that statin medications have come around and really been recommended to anywhere from 30 to 50% of the population here in the United States, that CoQ10 supplementation has become popular for good reason. And so coenzyme Q10 is a mitochondrial nutrient. It's a natural antioxidant that our body makes and is needed in the energy cycle, our own production of ATP, chemical energy. And I'm going to talk more about the benefit of it and how cholesterol medication depletes and what side effects it causes when we come back from after the break. This is Dr. Millie for Eating for Meaning on the Double Diamond Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Turning on, all the clouds are gone, can't beat this blue sky. Just like a desert that turns into a water stream, there's something in the now that makes it a brand new me. No point in blaming you, cause sometimes we make mistakes, just gotta stand up and say, I'm better off alive.
Okay, and we are back, and this is the last segment of the last Eating for Meaning program on the Double Diamond Hour, at least for a while. And I've got Sam Leibovitz here this quarter.
We're all very, very sad to see you take a break for a while because, I mean, this show is just the epitome of how much great information you pack in on your Eating from Eating shows and how valuable the information is.
Thank you, Sam. And I'm not done.
Yes, I know. More to come.
And so we're talking about cholesterol, the recommendations that have actually increased in the prescription of statin medications. And so the American Heart Association has recently increased their recommendation for the prescription of cholesterol medication to include younger, healthier adults and even children who are overweight, who are at risk over 10 years if they continue on the same track that they are on. There's an increased recommendation for prescription of statin medications. Now, heart disease has not disappeared or even reduced since the initial increase or push to increase the use of the prescription of statin medications 15 years ago. And in fact, what we are really seeing a lot of, especially when it comes to nutritionally speaking, is people with pain. And statin medications very commonly cause something called myalgia or muscle pain without any inflammation. So there's no reason. It causes people to have very heavy limbs and be fatigued. And a lot of people notice this directly after they start taking Crestor or Lipitor or Simvastatin. And many people, in fact, can't tolerate these medications at all because they get so much pain. And what this is a coenzyme Q10 deficiency. And so cholesterol medications act in the liver and they block the production of the bad cholesterol, LDL. And they also do lower HDL. So they do come with risks because they also lower the cholesterol that we want to be high. And so they lower the overall cholesterol, including the HDL. But even without that, without the potential side effect of that issue, the potential side effect of losing coenzyme Q10, which is not something that's available dietarily in large amounts at all. Coenzyme Q10 is a natural antioxidant that our body produces inside the cell. It's produced inside the energy cycle, the Krebs cycle of the cell, and it dwindles after age 30. Did you notice once you turned 30, you lost your energy? You couldn't stay out. I noticed when I turned 22 that I could not stay out till 6 and go to work at 7 any longer. And then I noticed when I was 30 that I could not go out 4 or 5 times a week. I could only go out 2 times a week. And so this was my marked coenzyme Q10 deficiency happening, starting at that age, the appropriate age. But then after the age of 50, it gets cut in half. And if you're getting also prescribed at the same time cholesterol medications, then you can end up with these marked signs of CoQ10 deficiency, which not only include lacking energy, but also muscle stiffness, muscle pain, myalgia. I have several clients and patients that I talk to who are being diagnosed with fibromyalgia at the age of 70 years old. And my friends, you do not get fibromyalgia at the age of 70 years old unless you're really taking a cholesterol medication. And so, but you can solve that. You can also solve the side effect of pain by taking CoQ10 vitamin. And so doctors really should be prescribing coenzyme Q10 when they prescribe cholesterol medication, or at least considering that detail. What say you, Sam?
Absolutely. And I think this is the kind of the thing is that people tend to rely too much on what the doctors prescribe. Oh, I just need this little pill, this medication, then everything is fine. And that they're not really going out and searching and educating themselves as far as to sort of what are the natural alternatives? You know, do I have to take this medication? Can I take something else?
Or can I take something with it?
Right. Or I can take something with it to mitigate the risks.
Mm-hmm. Which is why when the FDA releases statements such as dietary supplements and medications conflict with each other, therefore people should only be taking medications, really, really, really makes me mad.
Yeah. I would say, why don't we only take the vitamins and not the medications?
Well, I mean, we have to be reasonable. We have to treat each person as individual. I mean, some people need medications. But to say, oh, you only need medications and therefore we're going to ignore any side effects from the medications, even when they're nutritionally related,
right,
is I think that's hazardous. And I think that's extremely detrimental to medicine, actually.
Extremely, extremely. And I think people are getting more and more fed up with it. I mean, I've been noticing just myself more and more people, like, you know, they don't want to take the medications because of the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Who basically healthy people have one little thing go wrong and the doctors want to put them on medication right away. I think more and more people are starting to wake up and saying, no, I don't want to.
And the statistic that I gave at the beginning of the show with magnesium
yes,
is also a special concern because about 50% of the population are deficient in magnesium, meaning that they do not meet the minimum dosage requirements of magnesium per day, which is 400 milligrams. It's a lot.
Wow.
It's a mineral that we need a lot of. And side effects of magnesium deficiency are Charlie horses, leg cramps, atrial fibrillation, headaches, nervous tension, inability to sleep. And what are the medications that, and high blood pressure, and what are the medications that are depleting magnesium? High blood pressure medication, loop diuretics, hydrochlorothiazide, beta blockers, angiotensin II inhibitors, all of the same all of the same side effects are induced by magnesium deficiency that we have for the reasons that, I said that all wrong. The side effects of taking those medications actually cause magnesium deficiency, and magnesium is required for dealing with those symptoms in the first place or preventing those symptoms.
Right. So basically, it's like the cure only makes the cause that much more intense.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need even more of what you're already deficient in to compensate for what the medications are doing to you.
And there's always been iatrogenesis. There's always been the medical advice. It could even be poor bedside manner, traumatizing a patient and the patient never wanting to go to a doctor again. That's
right.
Also iatrogenesis. It doesn't have to be
right
at the hand of a complication of surgery or a medical prescription. And iatrogenesis has always been there. And I'm not saying that it's getting worse.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that
people need to be educated.
We can educate ourselves, and this information is becoming more available, and we can know with all these tools that I've been given over this show, which nutrients and supplements we actually should be supplementing with in mega doses, if any, or concentrating food sources on acquiring those nutrients versus just thinking blanket, oh, a multivitamin's enough to cover me,
right,
or I don't want to mix any meds and supplements and therefore I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Because then we end up in a position where we just have to take more medications to try to resolve the side effects when a nutrient could have done it the whole time.
Right, exactly. It's always better off, at least in my experience, it's always better off to find a natural way to deal with whatever issues might be happening in the body rather than going straight to synthetic medications right away.
Yeah, definitely. And then it can relieve that side effect and also create better health and better well-being, overall well-being, energy
right
levels,
right,
immune,
right,
sleep.
And so at the beginning you talked, well, not in the beginning, but during the show you talked sort of about how important it is for like everybody at this point to really be taking a multivitamin supplement. And this is something that I, whenever I talk to people about it, ask me questions around this, I always recommend a multivitamin because, as you pointed out, sometimes there are certain minerals and vitamins that are needed to synthesize other minerals and vitamins. And not everybody knows what all those are. So it's always best to take as complete a multivitamin as possible to make sure that you're are close as possible to getting everything that you need to help to absorb and synthesize and synthesize and absorb all the different things that you're taking.
It's true. And there are nutrients that interact with each other. It's not just drugs and nutrients that interact. For instance, and we'll be leaving in a moment, but for instance, zinc supplementation depletes copper.
Mm.
And so copper deficiency is very rare, except for in people who have been taking large amounts of zinc supplementations without buffering that with copper. And so, and then also we can balance our copper toxicity with zinc supplementation. So it can actually become very useful to know these kinds of interactions so that we can both avoid illness and then also treat ourselves.
Which is why it's so important to have someone who is a naturopathic doctor who knows about all this, like our dear beloved Dr. Millie.
Thank you, Sam.
And I just wanted to come on at the end and just say that, you know, it's really been a pleasure. It's been so informative. For everybody, having you do your Eating for Meaning program here on the Double Diamond Hour, and it will definitely be missed.
Thank you so much. I'll miss you too. Yeah. But I'll be here still practicing.
Yes, yes. So she's still here available for anyone who would like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Millie. Our number again is 212-721-8183. And after this week, the Double Diamond Hour is going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus. As Dr. Millie leaves, we're going to kind of take a step back and think about ways of reformulating the show. However, we are continuing to post a lot of our old Double Diamond Hour shows on iTunes and SoundCloud. So if you just do a search for Talking Alternative Double Diamond Hour, you'll find all of our old episodes and plenty of information. So thank you all. Thank you, Dr. Millie.
Thank you, Sam.
And please stay tuned. Coming up next, of course, your favorite astrologer, Montgomery Taylor, with his show, Living Consciously, and his special guest host. So please stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.TalkingAlternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.